Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's grace is promised. Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The final words in the book of Revelation. The final words from our precious Lord to those of us who are His children. His grace is promised. I love that. I am reminded of a story that I heard long ago of a pastor who was so loved by his congregation. He was well up in years and had been retired for quite some time, but had returned for one last time to give a message of hope and encouragement to the people that he had served with such love and distinction for many, many years. As he laboriously approached the microphone, there was a hush over the congregation in eager anticipation of what this man of God would leave as a legacy of love. And as he approached the microphone, he whispered the words, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." With that, he turned and returned to his seat. It says it all. And as the writer records the words of the precious Savior, Jesus Christ Himself, in Revelation 22:21, it is a promise and an enablement that is given to each and every one of us who are the children of God, that His grace is with us. His grace is promised. In a world that is so full of turmoil and strife and confusion, isn't it comforting to know that this world is not our home? I often wonder, should we pray for these bodies to be healed, to remain in such turmoil and strife and pain? Yes, if the purpose is to serve the Lord, but if it's just to exist, there's no real purpose for it. It's so much better. Paul looked forward to being in the presence of the Lord, and he said, "The only reason that I'm here is for your sake. I would rather be there." And, oh, I have felt that so many times. I would so much rather be with the Lord and be with my loved ones. And there's only one purpose, and that's to serve the Lord here. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing very much to serve the Lord while I'm here, but I want to do everything I possibly can. And God's grace is all I need. And if I say one word of encouragement to one person who is discouraged and feel like they can't go on, then I have served that purpose that God has given me. God's grace is promised, beloved. Remember that. His grace is sufficient for your every need. Whatever you're going through right now, open your heart to receive God's grace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us when we need love the most. Thank you for enabling us to serve you in whatever feeble way it might be. Our abilities are not what matters. It's our availability. Might we always be available to you, Lord, to do as you see fit. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart always be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.